In this bulletin, Australia's two most populous states, New South Wales and Victoria, continue to report high daily COVID-19 tallies. At least 15 people have died after a gas explosion in Pakistan. And in sports, England bracing for a crucial Sunday night as they fight to keep alive any realistic chance of regaining the Ashes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Aslam Al-Ghalib. New South Wales has recorded 2,566 new COVID-19 cases, again breaking the record for the most daily infections reported by an Australian state or territory since the pandemic began. There were no further virus-related deaths in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Saturday, but there are 227 people in hospital with the virus, with 28 patients in intensive care units, two more than the day before. And the number of Victorian COVID-19 patients in intensive care remains stable, with the state adding 1,240 new infections to its caseload and four virus-related deaths. There are 392 virus patients in hospitals across the state, 81 of them in intensive care and 41 requiring ventilation. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Sonia Bennett says the rising numbers are a cause for concern, and she's urging everyone to think what they can do while enjoying time with family and friends over the holiday period.
Please enjoy that time with family and friends. Most borders are open. You're able to gather. But think about how you can do that in a safe way. And there's a range of measures. So first and foremost, I'd probably encourage everyone to think about continuing to wear masks, particularly in settings that are indoor, public indoor spaces that may not be well ventilated. Think about wearing a mask. It's a simple, easy thing to do.
Meanwhile, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has ruled out acquirers who have received vaccines that are not approved by the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration. This includes the Sinopharm vaccine for people aged over 60 and the Sputnik vaccine. People who have received those vaccines and come into the country face 14 days hotel quarantine, which is not a requirement for people who have taken approved vaccines.
Where somebody doesn't have a vaccine that's been approved in relation to Australia, then they are subject to the hotel quarantine. It is a difficult situation, and I am sorry for those that would face that situation, but also recognise that we have to follow this medical advice about the safety and effectiveness of vaccination.
Nations across Europe moved to reimpose tougher measures to stem a new wave of COVID-19 infections spurred by the highly transmissible Omicron variant, with the Netherlands leading the way by imposing a nationwide lockdown until January 14. Ministers in France, Cyprus, and Austria have also tightened travel restrictions. Paris has cancelled its New Year's Eve fireworks. Denmark has closed entertainment venues. Ireland imposed an 8 p.m. curfew on pubs and bars. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says encouraging high rates of vaccination was key.
We know that our healthcare systems are overstretched right now, and this is partly linked to the large number of unvaccinated patients. So in conclusions, the answer can only be to increase vaccination, to include children above 5 years old, boosting and protective measures. That has to be the answer we give to this new variant.
At least 15 people have been killed and 16 others injured in an explosion at a bank branch in Karachi's industrial area, police say. A senior police officer says the blast on Saturday at a branch of Habib Bank Limited, Pakistan's largest lender, could have been caused by a gas leak. Mohammed Samir was in the vicinity when the explosion occurred.
I was buying fuel at a nearby station when I suddenly heard a loud explosion. My friend also received an injury in his back. He was sent to hospital. I and some other people rescued around 15 people.
England are bracing for a crucial Sunday night as they fight to keep alive any realistic chance of regaining the Ashes. Australia will resume on Sunday, knowing they hold all the cards at 1-45 in their second innings and with a lead of 282. The tourists know all too well that Australia will try to bat until at least the second break on day 4, setting England the task of surviving 4 sessions to save the match. England number 3, Dawid Malan, conceded his team had their work cut out for them on Sunday night. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny, 26. Adelaide, possible shower, 22. Melbourne, showers, possible storm, becoming windy, 25. Hobart, showers increasing, 24. Canberra, a few showers, possible storm, 28. Wollongong, possible shower or storm, 31. The same for Sydney, 34. Newcastle, possible late storm, 35. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy at 33. And Darwin, mostly sunny at 35 degrees.